Welcome to the Wildcast Podcast, coming to you from Wildcast Studios with your hosts, Adam Lund and Jeremy Boucher.
Oh, welcome into another episode of the Month in Wildcast Podcast. A very special episode, actually, but I'm always joined by Mr. Jeremy Boucher.
What's up? Where's my overtime pay?
You'll get it. You'll get it.
Better.
You're taking next week off, right? You're going up to Edmonton, right?
I'll still be here.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go to Home of the Blizzard and watch a game. Did I just lick myself? I think I salivaed on your microphone.
And that's your microphone now, dude.
And then it shot back in my mouth. I kissed myself.
All right. And that's where we're at. We're not just by ourselves today, though. We are joined by two very, very special guests. I teased it a little bit earlier.
350 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal.
The first guest, I'm pretty sure you guys know this guy. Mr. Chris Dobson, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, guys. This is a lot of fun. And for the record, Jeremy, you've licked inside my mouth before too, so we're okay.
And radio silence. He gives me the head nod. The other guest we have is none other than Mr. Hockey Hat Guy, Jake Murphy. How you doing, Jake?
Pretty good. Do you know how many times I was holding? I guess I got my mic thing here.
Don't make out with it like I did.
No. You know how many times I had to pull back on the reins? I wanted to jump in when Jeremy would start kissing the mic. And then, of course, when Chris said about the mouth thing, that's I was having a seizure over here.
This is still a family show, right, Adam?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ish, yeah. Just making sure. Yeah, it's a family show.
Sundays are no old bird.
It's education.
Wildcast After Dark.
That's why it's a special episode. People might not record this one or might not listen to this one. quick question. Who's your biggest shock? Rouyn-Noranda or St. John? Early, you know, first couple weeks. Rouyn-Noranda's 4-1. St. John is, 2-1 now. But, you know, who's the biggest shock so far?
What's more shocking is that loss last night to Cape Breton.
Rouyn. Big shock.
Really?
Yeah. That's the question he asked, Jeremy. What are you talking about?
Hmm?
What did you say?
I said St. John because of that loss last night.
Stop kissing your mic.
Well, no, I'm going with Jake. I think Rouyn's the bigger surprise. Yeah. I mean, we all got a chance to see what St. John could do last year. I mean, they had an all-rookie team, essentially. And,
right. You
know, they just missed the playoffs on the last day of the season. Not surprising at all.
But, I mean, St. John, I mean, that was last night in Cape Breton.
They should be 3-0, let's be
That
let's
was
be
insane.
Honest. You're up 5-0. You got to finish that.
Well, we were talking before we started recording. Big shout-out goes to Pat McNeil because I can only imagine what it must have been like to be calling that game for him last night.
He's still lying on the floor in the Eagles' nest, bud. I mean, you know he is. Okay, I mean, he's comatose.
He's like Peter,
Chris.
He's like Peter Labardius. He's jumping up and down, crawling on the guy's back, and
that's awesome.
I correctly predicted that Rouyn-Noranda would have to a hot start this in the first half, so they're not surprising to me at all.
No ego in that statement there from
Jeremy. He takes
Jeremy.
His early like victory lap.
He was totally all...
That's all, all business all the time for
he is all business.
Yeah, business Boucher.
See, that's the problem is that I can't call him on stuff because he knows his, you know what?
My baloney?
There it is. There it is.
too easy.
Yep.
So, I didn't want to burp into the mic, you know.
Belting. Yeah.
So your reason you're here, the Islanders are in town, a little bit of a preview. Just, what do you think so far with,
wait, what?
With
I thought team? You were here to see my kids, bro. I thought that was a hockey game. Here.
Well,
come clean. What
okay,
are you here for?
Two cute twins. And then of course you got Jeremy's little girl there and she's witty as can be. Islanders are a very close second, but seriously, I'm over here because I just love the Moncton Wildcast. Except not this room, because I am surrounded by pictures and posters and jerseys, all Moncton Wildcast, and not even mentioning Jeremy's hat. And
it's pretty good hat.
I think I might have that seizure that Pat McNeil had last night. Okay. No, I think with the Islanders, seriously, that there's a lot of people that are saying that yet again that they're not going to do good.
Right.
You know, middle of the pack, whatever. And I'm like, no. They're not. This is going to be a big season for them. Matty Welsh's last season. We've seen how he's played. You've seen it, Adam. You were there.
Yeah.
You beat us, but, you know, Matty is on his game full blast. And we got the defense core solid. Very, very solid. Improved all the way around. And the forwards, and again, it's going to be coming together, bringing it all together. Will Alexandrov be leading the team? Thomas Casey has come out of the gate. Unbelievable. He's learned so much in Detroit.
But if Alexandrov isn't leading your team, that's a problem.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. Like, I mean, he is the guy, but he is like, even last night, you know, there's a little bit of ring rust there, you know?
Right.
Okay.
Expected.
But he had that nice breakaway goal that he got from behind, you know, and he got that goal. And you saw that last shot right before the play. It was like that's that NHL shot that Alexandrov has. The skating ability and the grit on the Charlottetown Ice. It's a Jim Holton team, Adam.
Right.
That's the thing. Like, I always say that Jim Holton team, and most people now around the league know what that means.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I think you're going to see a big Islanders victory today. We'll do predictions later, obviously.
Get out.
Yeah.
But no, I gotta say something positive with all this cats stuff around me. Wow, Jeremy, nice hair.
Thanks.
Yeah, I've never seen you without the hat. Wow, look at that. It's like Elvis over here.
I'm getting tired of it. There's like a mustard stain in my hat. So it's, I don't know how mustard stain got in my hat.
I have no idea. I don't know. It was when you were hanging with Chris, probably.
I did shower today, so I'm actually, my hair does look quite.
I can tell.
Yeah.
I thought I smelled some Irish Spring in this room.
No,
I
really it's did. Herbal essences. Oh yes. Oh yes.
Oh my. Oh wow. There's a mental image I'll never get out.
I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to today, yeah. And I want to get, you know, Adam and Jeremy your thoughts too, because obviously the when rumors started to fly that Plandowski was on the move, like I'm excited to see Plandowski in this lineup. But you talked about where you think they'll finish, whether they'll be a mid-pack team or not. And yeah, I love Matty Welsh. It's not a surprise. I love Jim Holton. I think I made that pretty clear last year to you. Mm-hmm. Every year he gets the best out of these guys. But don't forget, you have seven rookies on your lineup, yeah. In your lineup, right? I mean, it's a youthful team.
Yeah.
If you finish above mid-pack, you've overachieved. Mm-hmm. And I like the team. I like everything that you guys do. Thomas Casey off to an insanely hot start. But overall, Alexandrov's your key here. If he gets you to where you want to go, you could finish. I still think the best they're going to finish in the Maritime Division is third at best, only because I do believe this will, by Christmas time, will be a two-horse race between Cape Breton and Moncton. I don't know. I'm excited. Anytime the Islanders come to town, they seem to play Moncton some of the best hockey we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Moncton's coming out flying today after the not-so-great effort against the Acadie survival. Bathurst. Yeah, on Friday night. And again, my hat goes off to that top line in Bathurst from Friday night. It was unbelievable.
Anderson,
they played
so
well.
Yeah.
Sean Element is the real deal.
Yeah.
He was a thorn in the Wildcats' side all night. But overall, I would think that John Torchetti's got these guys whipped into shape here for Sunday afternoon.
With the Islanders, this is the thing. This is again another Jim Holton thing. Is that he always wants a competitive team on the ice every year, and the question is, will it come together? Last year, did it come together? No. You know, the power play was not good. Penalty kill not good, and we got beat out in the first round by Cape Breton. If it would have came together, we would have done something like we did that second year when we went to the Armada, this is Game 7. That was a team that we weren't even supposed to make the playoffs that year.
So here's a question. Yeah. If by Christmas time, and I would love to know everybody's opinion on this, if by Christmas time Charlottetown maybe aren't where they are, even though it is his last year and it can help rebuild this team, do you consider moving Matty Welsh at Christmas time?
I think
you have to at least explore it.
You have to, but where? Because you've already, depending on how Moncton's season goes, Rodrigue could be moved if you want to recoup assets. Gravel could be moved.
Rodrigue's not going anywhere.
Well, yeah, but Gravel could be moved, so there's not a lot of.
Gravel will be moved.
Yeah, there's not a lot of teams that will need a goaltender, so no, where do you send Matty Welsh if you're going
to
send him?
But a team who's just looking to make the playoffs, possibly right. On the bubble, maybe on the outside in, willing to give up a lot of assets. I mean, again, you have to do what's best for your hockey club, yep. And nothing would be devastating. I'm sure Islanders fans would hate it if Matty Welsh gets moved.
Yeah.
But I'm saying it's got to be something that you have to at least explore.
Well, we saw last year one of the most popular players in Islanders history, Keith Getzen, getting traded
right
to Halifax. It was a good move for him and Jim. It was a great move all around. Very strange to see him in a Halifax Mooseheads uniform,
but he fit in right away.
But he did. Oh, I mean, he's just an unbelievable
hit
player.
Hit of the year that, there in the first game.
Absolutely. But back to what you're saying about Matty Welsh, I do not believe Matty Welsh will be traded at all. The reason why I say this is because Jacob Gooby, I don't know if he's going to be the number one next year, but I know they really want him, try to get him to be the number one. Now, I don't know if any of you guys have talked to this kid at all.
No.
Totally mature, beyond his years, off the ice and on the ice. I watched some of the Max playoff run there last year, and Ochsner, you could tell, he's the older goalie. He was getting a little bit, you know, there was about 50-50, I would say, at the time.
Right.
But there was something about Gooby that just caught my eye that I was like, he's playing a little bit more mature. not that Ochsner was bad. He was unbelievable, actually. But there was something there. And when you talk to that kid, and it's like, boom, I know why Jim Holton reached out to get that goalie. Matty Welsh needs to stay on this team. Matty Welsh wants to finish, and Jim Holton wants him to finish. Now, Chris, I'll be honest with you. If we're not going to make the playoffs.
Oh, you'll make the playoffs. Everybody.
But no,
play.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
There are times, like, there's always a team that just all of a sudden craps the bed, right?
Right.
And say something happens.
A couple injuries away.
Exactly. Well, there you go. I mean, you guys can relate to players not coming back and injuries and all this kind of stuff. So, I mean, yeah. and that's the thing. If it happens to us, what will happen? Well, we would have to move Matty. But yeah. I'm telling you, they're going to do absolutely everything not to move Matty Welsh because of the Gooby factor. Matt is he's the leader of the team. I love that Brendan Clavel is the captain, by the way. Unbelievable Agreed. Choice. Great kid. But the captain of the team behind the scenes is Matty Welsh. Okay, he
so
totally
Clavel's
is.
The captain on the ice, and Matty Welsh is the captain but can't wear the C. Thanks, Luongo.
It's because he can't. Oh, yeah, Vancouver. It's because he can't wear the C. But that's okay. Yeah. You know, Matty is running that team. Clavs knows his job. He's a good kid. But this is the thing. That's the thing with Matty Welsh is that he is going to be teaching this kid. And hopefully, if he progresses and he gets enough games in the summertime, does him well, that he might be a 17-year-old number one goalie, you know?
He should be. Well, I think he should be.
I absolutely, you know? So, yeah, that's my answer, Chris. There you go.
And they're never the team you want to play
as
first,
Chris looks at his
in
phone.
The first round.
I'm just waiting for Fortnite to load.
Oh, okay.
What do you think?
Shut up, hockey hat guy.
I don't think Matty Welsh could trade it. I
don't want to cut you off. I'm not saying is he going to get traded.
No,
I'm
no,
saying
no.
Do you explore the option of potentially finding a trade partner?
At that point, it's going to be half a year. Plus, he's 20. So there's really there's not really a market out there.
Right.
For a 20-year-old goalie that's going to come in for half a year. If it happens, you might be lucky to get two second-round picks for him. Like it's at that point, it's a rental player.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you're a contender and you talk about injuries, starting goaltender goes down due to injury, you
like
got to think calls are going to be made. Right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's obviously possible, but I think right now kind of I think Thomas Casey is the biggest asset on Charlottetown.
Agreed.
If he keeps up this play in the first half of the season, you know, he's 19, he's probably going to be back next year as a 20. You could probably get a year and a half out of him, and you're probably going to get, you probably get, for a player like him, he'd probably get at least 3 draft picks, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
So he's probably the best asset. You probably look at Alexandrov as well, but then, he's a Euro, so you'd have to go to a team that's got a Euro spot open.
Yeah.
But personally, I think Thomas Casey is the best asset in Charlottetown right now.
Now, I got to flip it back to you, Chris, though, about Rodrigue. If you guys continue to have these problems with injuries, players, say it just doesn't work out by Christmas time, what could you fetch for Olivier Rodrigue?
Oh.
Like, if you guys are at the bottom of the league, we talked about this off mic.
If they're somehow at the bottom of the league and Olivier Rodrigue's not traded?
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Mind blown.
Now, that being said, this team is very confident with the offense they have on the ice right now. Yeah. They're only going to try to build around this. I do agree with you. You have to explore it. Like, Torchetti has to take phone calls on Rodrigue if things aren't going the way the Wildcats thought they were going to go.
I got to ask a question, though, because Adam and I have – I'm not taking over, by the way, as host here. Sorry, Adam, because I really want to talk about this on mic with you. The Axel Mania. What happens
– Welcome to the jungle. You got
fun and games. No. What happens if he doesn't show up? And I want to ask everybody. I know Adam's opinion. What do you think if he doesn't show up? How dire is it going to be for the Moncton Wildcats?
Well, I said it last show. If he doesn't show up, it's about slotting guys in the right position. And it's not a shot at DeJong and Stewart. Mm-hmm. But they can't play second-line defensive minutes all season long. So if he's not brought in, like Jeremy said, you're going to need to bring in 5 players. I thought 3 defensemen at least.
Really?
Because you have to slot guys in properly. Wow. Like, yep. Sean Stewart and DeJong can't play third and fourth, second line defense minutes all year long because we're one injury away from having an even thinner blue line, to be honest.
Like, your second and third pairing, like, look at the draft picks that were used to put our defense on the ice. I think there was, like, a 7th, 2/8s, and a 9th-round pick on our black end right now, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that you're right. We are spread thin.
Yeah. And but it was the same problem we had last year, too.
You know, I had the chance to interview was Ryan Salves a couple weeks ago, and I had asked him in regards to, you know, the offense. You know, Jeremy McKenna, yes, don't get me wrong, huge loss for this organization. Mm-hmm. But when you bring in a guy like Rodrigue, everybody's a year older. You know, replacing 100 points, not the end of the world. It sucks, but you go get Olivier Rodrigue to help offset the goal differential.
Yeah.
Jonathan Asperl was the biggest loss.
Oh.
In my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
In my opinion.
Well, you knew McKenna was going. You knew McKenna was gone. So.
Right.
For the most part.
And as he should have been.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the thing I wonder. Like, I'm looking at this wall over all the names. Moncton Wildcats. Let's talk about Kyle Foreman. No.
Great first goal.
Yeah. Oh, I knew I should have said that.
Snipe.
Here we go.
Got the team right back into it. But you're not wrong. Like, there needs to be – he's the key to this. And, you know, you see Eagles tweeting things about the Bruins. They just signed Petrovic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be Anderson coming back. But you don't want to get hopes up in that he is coming. You just got to talk about the guys that are here, and we're going to need to address the defense just on the basis that guys play better when they're slotted in. Like, we have one top-line defenseman and a bunch of 3, 4, or 5s.
Look, I mean, I don't think it's any secret. I like to gamble. So if you're also a betting person, bet on the fact that Axel Anderson's going to be in a Wildcat uniform.
Really?
I'll agree with you there. Yeah. I'll even make a...
drum roll. Jeez. Drum roll.
My wild prediction here. Let me just give me a minute here to check out
the schedule. He'll be in the lineup this afternoon.
And he's calculating on his phone right now.
This is one of those things. You can have Anderson and Spence, Huntley and DeJong, and then Stewart with one of the younger
guys. Huntley's looked great, by the way, to start the years. He's a solid leader.
Axel Anderson will meet the Moncton Wildcats in Rouyn-Noranda October the 4th.
Like the next game?
Wow. So
they play in Gatineau on Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my bold prediction.
Yep. I think you're bang on.
By that time, the NHL season started. The AHL season's gotten down to the wire here in terms of their rosters. And, the whole thing with Anderson is technically he's still eligible to go play in Europe as well. So he could go and play. He could go play pros in Sweden. Or
but he'll likely do what the Bruins suggest he does.
Yeah. Of course.
They'll be able to keep a better eye on him when he's up this way. So, yeah, I would say probably within the next week, he will be in a Wildcats jersey.
Now, let's keep in mind, everybody, that Q Trump is his source, okay? Jeremy's source.
Q Trump?
Yeah, he's the source. That you looked on your phone. Oh,
no,
boy,
no,
I'm not
no.
getting this one.
No,
thank you.
No.
He looked at the schedule.
I looked at the schedule.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Look at you, man. This guy is
okay, and even better. I mean, you see you're already there. I mean, what number is he going to wear when he gets it?
What number?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to – when we had Richie on the show last year, he said, you know, you don't get to pick your own number. So it's got to be an existing jersey number. So, I don't know, 22?
I joke you not, in my head, I was thinking 22.
So he's going to take Perron's number?
There's that gambling thing again,
guys.
Oh,
shit, that's right, Perron's 22.
Yeah. He can have, like, if he has his known, like, a high number, he can have it if he comes in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I noticed, and you make fun of me all the time for this, Chris, I'm the only one that cares about the numbers, but they didn't give out 12, and I thought that, you know, they were holding on to that slim thread that McKenna would be back after Chris. They're holding on to it. Anything could happen, right?
Yeah.
But he could have 12. Maybe that's his number. I don't even know what number he wears.
I think they're hanging on to 12 for another reason.
I also concur with that.
Interesting. Cool.
I might want to pull out another bold prediction here. But,
you got to save some of them for Tuesday.
I think we're on the same page here.
I think we'll see the Summerside Sniper back in Moncton this year.
So do I.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe by Noel. Or shortly thereafter.
Wow. You know, I'm going to be keeping. I'll be keeping a close eye on him this year.
He's going to say, and, "Nope, Rouyn-Noranda, October 4th."
I'm going to start going to the Granville Street Diner a little bit more and keep my ear to the ground just for that.
You know, it's just a hunch.
Wow,
just a hunch.
Well, Jeremy's right a lot, so I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see.
That would be unbelievable.
So, what's your temperature check on this team as a whole, Chris?
Okay. Let's start last weekend. I want to start in Charlottetown quickly. I want to look at the games that they have played so far. Great character win on the island.
Yep.
Start the season. I think they should have beat St. John. St. John's good. Moncton's got to figure out their power play.
Oh, my goodness, does it ever.
It's, you know, it's one of those things where they looked good in the island.
Yeah.
Looked crappy in St. John. That Bathurst game, to me, I was looking for a lot more. Again, we were calling that game on TV, and we'll call it the Fog Bowl of 2019, if you will. but overall, you just never know. There's times this team flashes pure brilliance on the ice. They look great. Our top line's unbelievable. I'm sure you guys are going to touch on this in your show on Tuesday, but Zach LaRue's the real deal.
Yeah. I mean, he's they had what, 11 man. Points together?
11 points together. Now, and he's on that top line with Havanoff and Peltier, and Whew. He at no point. They did everything they could to get that guy his first goal in the QMJHL. And I think it was you or somebody said, it might have been you guys saying, he was just holding the stick a little too tight. You could tell he was there. I think he hit the post a few times, missed a couple wide open nets.
I got another one here.
Oh, he's going to score today, obviously.
He is the featured player on today's ticket for season ticket holders. So, yes, Zach LaRue will score today.
But and you could see how bad.
Five-hole or top corner?
Come
on, Jeremy, keep it going.
Wherever he wants to put it.
But no, my issue with the whole thing is that, like, at one point I think, Havanoff and Peltier were so focused on helping Zach LaRue get that goal that things kind of started to slip a little bit.
Yeah.
But then you saw what Havanoff and Peltier can do for each other. I mean, when they're there, their lights on. I mean, like I said, you guys didn't get to see them in the opening night. You'll get to see, you know, the clinic they're about to put on here this afternoon.
Yeah.
That's right. Book it. Moncton wins plus +3.
You didn't say what kind of clinic.
No, it's a good one.
We'll see.
I like the team. I like I said, offensively, I think, you know, they've got four deep lines. I've liked everything I've seen so far. Dano A looks great. Mm-hmm. Mark Rumsey and me, a big, big Mark Rumsey fan. I'm really rooting for him hard right now. But overall, I like the team. Rodrigue didn't quite look like himself. The Rodrigue we've been used to seeing. But again, Mandalise last night too, right? I mean, yeah. Mandalise last night, five got right. So, I mean, everybody has an off night. I think you're going to get back to seeing the, like I said, other than our blue line, which is a little thin for me right now.
Yep.
I like this team. A couple tweaks, and I'm not concerned about anybody in this league.
And, you know, when you're talking about tweaks as well, that's the thing. Like, with the Islanders, the defense is going to be solid. Matty Welsh has already shown it. But our offense, it's going to be our secondary scoring.
Yeah.
We're going to lean on the Liam Paytons, the Kevin Gersoys. We're going to lean on those guys. If not, at Christmas time, we're going to have to figure that one out. You know, I got to say about Rodrigue, though, that first game in Charlottetown, he was off the charts good. He held us in it. Yeah, Adam was there. Huge saves. Yep. Huge saves.
That's the Rodrigue that Team Canada's been looking for. Yeah,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And you saw it in the third period. He shut the door.
Oh, totally.
After they got to four, he shut the door. So.
Totally.
Nice rhyme.
Thank you. Yeah. Since we have
Dr.
both
Zeus
of you on.
Over there.
We did our league predictions. What are your guys' President's Cup? Jeremy had Moncton over Rimouski. I had Rimouski over Moncton. What do you guys got?
I'm taking Moncton over Sherbrooke.
Taking the Islanders over.
The Islanders over Bathurst?
Yeah.
in the finals? Okay.
I'd be mind blown if Bathurst makes the postseason.
It's going to be tight. Yeah.
I think.
St. John's, a little bit better. If they can.
Oh, St. John will be like the sixth best team in the conference.
Yeah. It, well, if they put it together, though.
Yeah.
We saw last night. Who knows?
Jake, just say it.
I'm just going to say it. Here. I'm not going to say it. Point at my hat.
But people can't
not
hear
the
it.
Hockey
so
hat.
People can't see it.
For everybody who can't see it.
He just pointed at the Islanders.
Jake is pointing to the Islanders to win the President's Cup.
I really believe that we have as much a chance as the Moncton Wildcats do to win the President's Cup.
I remember my first prediction.
Okay. All right.
I remember my first beer.
All right. I'm going to say that because the coffee is so good here in the Wildcat Studios. Cat Studios, that is. No, I think it's a tough call, you know. I'm going to say the Islanders have a really good shot, just like all the other teams do. The points that you made about Moncton, very good. Mm-hmm. That LaRue kid, unbelievable. Like that, not just his scoring, but I'm not switching the gears here, but I was very impressed by him because he was so intense. I love the way he was hitting. He's got pro on him right now. He's a really high end player. I think the Islanders have a shot like anybody else. If we can put it together, like we did 2 years ago, boom, done. You know?
So you're picking the Islanders?
I will pick the Islanders, but I'm wondering what you guys think right at the moment about Rimouski.
Where is it? I have them winning the league. So
you have them winning the league. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
A couple players
winning
the league.
They got a lot of work to do. They have some massive holes right now.
That's why. Yeah,
they've
I
got
wanted
the
to
holes,
bring it
but
up.
They have the best player in the league.
Yeah.
Well, they got that.
You have to do that.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, speaking of which, how foolish was it that he scores the OT winner on Crosby night?
It's almost like it was meant to be.
Don't even get me started. Because again, I like the league a lot, and I've done a lot of work with the league. But at the same time, I'd probably get myself in trouble if I'm about to say what I'm about to say. Let's
move forward.
Yeah, that's a silver Puma hat. I thought it was tinfoil, but we get where you're going with that.
Just foolish.
Foolish.
All right. So that'll pretty much wrap this up. Jake, there's no podcast. We're all very sad about that. Where can fans follow you, find you, see what kind of antics you're up to all over over the league?
Go to the rink.
Yeah, all over the league.
Pick a rink. I've been to a lot of them already. I think my wife said the 15 of the first 19 games this year we're going to be going to, including
that's
road games too. And no, actually, it's the Hockey Hat Guy show or the HHG show back on YouTube. I'm going to be having fun. It's what I wanted to always do and get going. And
right.
It's going to be a good time. I'm going to be interviewing people. Interviewing players, stuff like that, and just having a good time. That's Hockey Hat Guy. That's the way. That's how I roll, man. Positivity all the way, and I love it. I love it, man. I just love being in this. I love the Q, man. I love the Q.
And we love you.
Hashtag because it's the Q.
Yeah,
because it's the Q. I love you.
And Chris, it was good to have you back. You're invited out anytime, Jack. Buddy. Your seat's always ready to go.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me back. I will say this, though, since I think I've told you guys this in a group chat many, many times, but great work, man. The interviews have been fantastic.
Thank you.
You're doing a hell of a job. I'm very happy with listening to it every week. I use it for my drive to work. Sometimes I'll even throw it on the Sonos when I'm in the shower. It's
nice.
Great. Fantastic, everybody.
Made it to the Dobson shower.
No, I love it. It's great. You guys are great.
No, I have to second that. You guys are unbelievable.
Shut up, Jake.
Okay. I'm not talking to you, Chris. You suck.
I'll see you next Tuesday.
You won't see me. You'll hear me.
Are we gonna do predictions for this game?
We can.
Can we? Can we do it?
Before we get out of here?
Yeah. Let's do it.
I said 3-2 in a shootout for Moncton.
Okay. Go ahead.
I don't know if they'll shoot a garbage Friday night. 4-3 Moncton regulation.
I'm going to say 4-2 Islanders regulation.
Wrong.
Well, I'm going to make it real bold. I'm going 6-2 Moncton. Putting a beat down today.
Boom.
All right. That'll do it for us. Thanks for joining us on the special episode. We'll see you guys this week.
Thanks a lot.
That was good.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Wildcast Podcast. Follow us on social media at Moncton Wildcast.